All right. Thank you all for coming. Yeah, I kind of had to fit a 40-minute talk into 20 minutes, so let's see how it goes.
Sorry.
No problem. I want to talk about developer environments, and I don't mean this room, but I mean how to kind of get software that we need in a project together and do it this, obviously, with Nix and in a simple way. And first, just briefly about me, I started with Gentoo in high school. I did Google Summer of Code. Switched in 2012 to NixOS. Thanks, Florian Frisdorf, for this. In 2014, I wrote a pretty viral blog post, like how we can do better than what is the current state of software in the world. And 4 years later, I created Cachex, which kind of allows you to host binary caches for open source projects. I started Nix.dev, which is about 15 tutorials right now, how to get started with Nix in different ways. Last year, we kind of restructured the foundation. I became a board member, and also I started DevEnv in November, very quickly. So how many of you are using Nix, just to get an idea to who I'm talking with? All right, about one third. That's good. So like developer environments, right? A few like kind of design decisions or important things. We want to support all the major kind of like operating systems, so that when you have a team of diverse, you know, developers, that everyone can go and install it. We want to have hermeticity or determinism, so that, you know, if you come to a project, let's say 10 years later, it should still kind of work, right? It should still build. It should still do exactly what it did 10 years ago. Yeah, we can talk about that in detail later, but we want to configure garbage collection. So Nix, we kind of like just download things. We don't really remove things by default. And when we do remove it, we call this garbage collection, which is an analog to how we handle memory. So we kind of want to have our developer environment to take care of that for us, because by default in Nix, it's kind of like an optional thing. We want to integrate DirEnv integration, which is kind of a nice little tool where you just enter a directory and it activates something for you. And you exit and it deactivates that. So it's kind of like you don't have to run any commands. We want like a high-level abstraction that we can use to kind of pull things together and glue them and abstract and have a nice little language, which we will use here, Nix. So how does it look in practice? You create I don't know if you can read that from that far, but you create a devenv.nix file where you have at the top a little function that passes in a few parameters. Most common one that you would want to use is packages. And then you can define like environment variables, packages, and kind of like a shell code that executes once you enter the environment. And bear in mind, there's no containers or anything. This is just kind of like, you know, virtual env on steroids or whatever you want to call it. And at the bottom, you kind of see like, okay, let's say there's no Git installed. You kind of say devenv shelf. You see hello determinism, and you know there's Git available in this environment. And there's like devenv search, and you can, for example, search for packages. This will kind of like search the whole Nix packages repository that we have, and you know, over 80,000 packages and so on. This is kind of like, you know, this is those that are using NixOS or Nix Darwin or Home Manager are very familiar with this. So once you kind of familiarize with how the modules work, you know, you can switch between different components and be happily using kind of the same idea for your operating system. On the other hand, we kind of want to specify how these environments are created, and this is devenv.yaml file where we can specify the inputs. As I said before, the environment is kind of fixed according to these inputs, kind of pinned, and by default it will use the Nix packages unstable. But you can customize that, add new inputs, and so on. Inputs can be, you know, tarball, GitHub repository, whatever you can fetch from somewhere. And then we want to have these environments kind of composable. So what's happening here is that, like, we have still some inputs, but we can, for example, fetch the devenv repository, and we can reference a devenv.nix file from this GitHub repository, but also, like, locally. So like if you have like a typical setup where front end, back end, and so on, or you just have some like general stuff you want to reuse, you can like pull it in with the inputs and then say import that developer environment. And you can kind of like compose these together. That's more of a already advanced use. So fast, what does it mean fast? So in Nix, we have the binary caches idea. So anything you build, you can upload to binary cache. And when you say dev and shelf, that will be downloaded. So as long as everything is downloaded, this will take usually a second or two to kind of activate the whole thing. If not, then possibly a bit longer. But there's also a CI command, which you should run on your CI, which will kind of check that if you say there's a way to declare, for example, Git pre-commit hooks and build packages and all these things, it will make sure that everything is good. So you just run this on CI and upload things to binary cache, and the next time developer invokes